Welcome back to Salt City FC, the podcast about soccer in Utah and on the Wasatch Front for another Utah Royals edition. And I just like saying that word because the Royals are back. Hashtag Royals are back. Hashtag return of royalty. All that stuff. I've made my way on this little mini series to talk to just about every Utah-born soccer player on the Royals roster. And I'm saving the best for last. Former Timpanogos High prospect. We talked about her prep career a little bit off mic. That's where I first met her. And then one-time University of Utah star, Carly Nelson. Like I said, saving the best for last. Thanks for joining me on the show, Carly.
For that. Hey, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Carly, just how does it feel to be you're an established veteran and you've got an established tenure in the NWSL right now. Yeah. But how does it feel to be a professional soccer player back home with this Royals organization?
That's a really good question. It's kind of like a feeling of nostalgia because, like, when you're a kid and, you know, you're just playing for fun at that point and you don't really know where the journey's going to take you. Like, I didn't think I was going to go pro or, like, know I was going to go pro until I was in college. I was like, maybe I'll just send it. I think it's really special and it's a really cool opportunity to just, like, come home and play in the place that raised me and grew me and helped me along my soccer journey to be the player that I am. There's something like it, and to play in front of, like, friends and family and just the state that I call home, kind of. I don't really claim Utah, but
sure.
I do love this place. It does have a special spot in my heart. So
for sure.
It's nostalgic, it's fun, and I'm so happy to be back. I really am.
You touched on it right there, and maybe we can dive deep a little bit, because you're born in Utah County, grew up in Linden, Timpanogos High School, Celtic product. I know the people at Utah Celtic, they'd be really mad if I didn't mention that. So I got at least so long-time Celtic product. And yet, you didn't really think about playing professionally until you were in college up at the U. What was kind of that moment like? Like, what was the moment where you were like, hey, I think I could do this. Like, I think I can take soccer to the next level even.
So to be honest, it's going to be a story that kind of surprises you. I actually, one summer, it was going into my sophomore year, I went on a summer sales internship. To go to do door-to-door sales. And when I was out there, I had
very
an amazing...
Utah.
Very
Utah.
Utah.
Yeah.
It's very, like, multi-level marketing pyramid stuff.
Yeah.
So I was out there, and I was doing summer sales, and I had a really awesome mentor that, like, I felt like he was one of the, like, few people that, like, really believed in, like, who I was and, like, pushed me as just, like, a human being off the field to, like, be great. But I was out there, and there was one day, and I don't know if you know door-to-door sales.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're up at... 6.
Crack of dawn, yeah.
Crack of dawn, you're selling by 7 a.m., and it's a day filled with talking to 50-plus people, knocking on doors, getting rejected.
Hoping one of them lets you in.
Hoping
and then,
one,
yeah.
Just you trying to get something. And I was out in Pennsylvania. I knock on this old guy's door. He doesn't have kids. I'm selling books for, like, kids, for high schoolers down to, like, little ones, like Common Core. And he's like, why don't you just sit down on my porch and let's have a chat? You know, this rich old guy. He's got nothing to do. He's freaking retired. So I was like, you know what? I need a glass of water. Like, I'll chat with this guy. And I'm telling him my story. He's like, so what brings you out to Pennsylvania? And I'm like, you know, man, I just wanted to make money for the summer. And he's like, oh, that's cool. Like, what do you do when you go back? Like, are you in school? I'm like, yeah, actually, I'm a collegiate athlete. Like, I play soccer for the University of Utah, you know, and I want to go pro one day. And I just, like, was like, maybe, like, I could do this. And he, like, literally looked me in the eyes and he said, kid, if you're going to go pro, why the hell are you out here? And I sat there and I was so stumped. I was like, no, this guy's right.
That's a good point though.
So within the next week, I called my mentor and he's on his own field.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, look, Dylan, I got to go home. I got dreams and door-to-door sales, isn't it? So I took what I learned door-to-door sales, like the really hard grind, just working, just like the mindset of like being determined and all the skills I learned there. And I brought it back into soccer and it like really elevated me. So as soon as I got home, I worked that whole summer, my sophomore summer, junior summer, senior summer. And that was kind of the moment where I was like, yeah, let's do this. And then senior year came and I was like, well, hell or high water, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And that was the kind of the journey and the story.
I love that story. I've never heard that story before. I've never read that story. That's amazing because you were just you're off on the summer job and then it kind of hit you. And shout out to that man in Pennsylvania.
I know
for
where he is.
Really,
I don't know what he's doing, but thank you, man.
Yeah, thank
I
you.
I love him a lot.
We don't even know his name anymore, but he lived in Pennsylvania, and he created another professional in the National Women's Soccer League. now with Utah Royals FC, Carly Nelson, goalkeeper, who is well-traveled in the NWSL, most recently by way of Orlando. You also played overseas for a hot minute.
Yeah, Denmark.
Right?
Just under 2 years.
Yeah. FC...
Go ahead, try it.
My Danish is not very good, so I'm going to completely make a fool of myself. FC Nordsjælland?
Yeah, yeah, so close. Nordsjælland.
Nordsjælland. Okay, I'm getting there. And then obviously Kansas City, OL Reign.
Yeah.
There, which is where I think a lot of locals kind of remember you from, there as well. When you were in Kansas City, you met a striker, former U.S. international striker, teammate, Amy Rodriguez, who's now your coach with Utah Royals FC.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Coach Rodriguez, Coach A-Rod? I still call her A-Rod. I don't know if you guys call her A-Rod.
I've honestly had to, like, consciously focus on calling her Amy.
What's the difference between Coach A-Rod and A-Rod the player? Amy Rodriguez the player, like the teammate.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the dynamic just between, like, two people is obviously different. You go from playing alongside someone, training with someone, joking, like, shooting jokes and whatnot, and being a teammate in that teammate role, teammate to another teammate, but she's also, like, a leader and a senior to me in Kansas City at that time because I was a rookie. And then going into, like, a coach who I have to listen to because she is my boss.
Yeah.
And so it's just, like, that dynamic of, like, all right, it's very personal. She's very approachable, very personal. But it's not like I can joke around with her in the same way that I did or have a collective, you know, teammates, like, you can kind of share your ideas with each other where it's, like,
for
ideas,
sure, for sure.
Like,
you're...
Yep, coach, I see you. Yep, that's what we're doing. It's very different, yeah. But she's still Amy. Like, she still has her athlete Amy in her.
Yeah.
And
she's a first time coach, and I see this occasionally in our interactions too, where you still see, like, I feel like I'm starting to transition into, like, referring to her as coach and tactics and talking to her about, like, the whole team, the collective and all that. But there are still glimpses in our interactions where I'm like, oh yeah, that's the player that I remember with the original Royals. Yeah. So I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
I totally know what you're saying. Cause, I think there is a difference. I think there's a little bit of a shift, a little bit of a transition there.
Absolutely.
But you can still kind of see sort of like the old, I guess like the old Amy Rodriguez in this case.
She's still in there.
More. Yeah.
Exactly. She's a player first. She played the game.
And she seems like a very player's coach.
Yeah,
maybe that's because she's so recently removed from her playing days. But does that make you a little bit more comfortable playing with her as well?
Yeah.
In some ways?
Yeah. I think for me personally, especially as like a woman, the coaches that I have that have been a player coach, I've personally liked better. I think they're more approachable, and I think for the women's game, it's needed. And it's nice to have someone who used to play and was in our shoes and understands everything about it.
Sure.
Because she can look out for, because she knows. Yeah, she knows she used to play.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to transition into some, I guess this is, I won't say this is totally non-soccer, but this is a little bit less like soccer related on the pitch.
Sure.
But before I get to that, March 16th, home opener.
Oh,
against
Chicago
Red Stars. I'm sure you've got that date circled on your calendar a little bit.
Yep. All my friends, I say, hey, what are you doing? My sister's flying into town. I got friends flying into town. And yeah, this is a big deal. It's a big deal for Utah. March 16th, 5:30 p.m., Chicago Red Stars. We are starting and we are home back in Utah. It is Return of the Royalty. And I could not be more excited to play in my home state.
What was your experience like with the former iteration of the Royals?
It was very brief. I was brought in to preseason. COVID hit. So my journey that rookie year was kind of sporadic. I went from Seattle back to Utah, back to Seattle, to Utah, then to Kansas City. So my training time there, it was like, it oscillated between Royals and Seattle, Royals and Seattle. So I don't know if I can give you a fair perspective on that year, just because I was in and out.
Sure. But you remember, but you saw a little bit, and you certainly saw this from college, kind of the excitement for the community around the old Royals, the old iteration of the Royals. What do you think it means and maybe I'm asking you to kind of go back to, you know, former Utah Celtic, Carly, in some ways a little bit. But what did it mean to kind of have this professional team for a state that for years and years has, like, grown this incredible soccer population, soccer community, I even like to call it, and especially on the girls' side where it seems like they're, like, I marvel at how many Division I college players, Division I college soccer players, go on to play both in-state and out-of-state from around here. Mm. We have national champions, club champions, that kind of thing coming here. Like, what do you think it means having the Royals for sort of that group and kind of that group that I guess you grew up in?
Yeah, I think it's a really, you know, an awesome thing, especially just like growing up in the clubs and seeing that there is a professional team here where you could potentially play, or if not play for here, there's opportunities within the state. I was going somewhere with that, but my brain from training is gone.
But there are a whole bunch of, like there is almost like an end goal in some ways of more than just go get a college scholarship. Now there's almost like a professional end goal.
Yeah, there's incentive, and I think it increases, you know, competition and visibility, and I think it's important for young girls because, like, I grew up going, this is ironic because I played at the U, I grew up going to BYU games.
Right down the road from Chippendale
High School. Right down the road, you know, my home. Yeah. And I used to be a ball girl for, like, BYU.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I used to hand the ball in. And there's just, it's really important to, like, see someone who, like, looks like you and, like, especially, like, a woman, you know, playing the sport. And it's like, oh, this is possible. Like, this is, there's an opportunity here. They're doing it. It's local. You know, maybe I could. And then just, like, bringing kids to the environment, super fun, like, getting them involved. I think there's something special, not just, like, from the collegiate level, but especially the professional level.
Yeah.
Like, I went to BYU games, but I would have loved to go to Royals games as a kid and to see professional women playing, to see these women out here doing this for a career. And Utah has, I tell my friends and, like, people in the team that, in the league this, and I was like, Utah has one of the best, like, fan bases. Because it's so, like, Utah just, like, loves Utah. Like, we're just, like, obsessed with Utah things. Yep. I don't know why that is, but it's, like,
we're a very us against the world type of people.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that makes for the best fan base. And the Royals, before that, had some of the best fan bases. And it's exciting to be back in a place where the fans are loyal. They're going to show up regardless. And, you know, we're going to try to perform for them. And it's just, it's something special to be a part of, especially just being from here.
I think that transitions. I was going to ask this a little bit later, but maybe I'll wrap up a little bit on this. Do you take maybe a little more seriously kind of that responsibility that you have now to be that look up to role model type of player that, you know, maybe little ball girl Carly Nelson was back in the, a couple of years ago? Yeah. I won't reveal your age, but a couple of years ago. Do you take maybe that responsibility of kind of of being a role model to that young girl maybe a little bit more seriously because of that?
I do, and I'm a part of the queer community, so I think that hits really deep, and I think it's important for people who are in my community to show their face and to show that they can be successful regardless of their orientation, gender identity, whatever that might be, because of the lack of representation in this state. And so coming home and being someone who grew up here who knows how it is, and then for kids and people to see me in this role, and I'm not just saying for the queer community, but like women as well, and young kids to say, hey, oh my, she came from here, like she can do it, why not me? And I think that, yeah, I do take that seriously. I think it's important, and I want to be visible, and I want kids to see, hey, it's possible, and I don't have to give up parts of myself in order to get there.
Yeah.
And in fact, I can celebrate and let those parts of me shine and be successful because of those pieces of me.
Yeah. I love that.
Especially in Utah. Yeah.
I love that answer. I legitimately, seriously love that answer. And I think that, to bring it back right around, that makes March 16th an even bigger day when this thing you guys are training for, you're preparing for it, you're getting ready for March 16th to fully relaunch, jump into the 2024 NWSL season.
I can't wait.
Buy those tickets right now, utahworlds.com, I think is the website. You can get tickets over there. I'm looking over to Josh, like, make sure I don't interrupt the URL.
Write it down, Josh.
UtahRoyals.com for tickets. Come out, support Carly Nelson, former University of Utah keeper, Utah's own. We're gonna claim you. we're forever going to claim you, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
But we're forever going to claim you.
That's fair.
Yeah. Now goalkeeper with Utah Royals FC. Thanks for joining me so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.